He died for us, February 13. The Eternal Son. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There is one great central truth to be kept ever before the mind in the searching of the Scriptures, Christ and Him crucified. Every other truth is invested with influence and power corresponding to its relation to this theme. The soul palsied by sin can be endowed with life only through the work wrought out upon the cross by the author of our salvation. When Christ bowed his head and died, he bore the pillars of Satan's kingdom with him to the earth. He vanquished Satan. Christ submitted to crucifixion, although the heavenly host could have delivered him. The angels suffered with Christ. God himself was crucified with Christ, for Christ was one with the Father. Those who reject Christ, those who will not have this man to rule over them, choose to place themselves under the rule of Satan, to do his work as his bond slaves. Yet for them Christ yielded up his life on Calvary. He who died for the sins of the world was to remain in the tomb the allotted time. He was in that stony prison house as a prisoner of divine justice. He was responsible to the judge of the universe. He was bearing the sins of the world, and his Father only could release him. He identified himself with our interests, bared his breast for the stroke of death, took man's guilt and its penalty, and offered in man's behalf a complete sacrifice to God. By virtue of this atonement, he has power to offer to man perfect righteousness and full salvation. Whosoever shall believe on him as a personal Savior shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The price of man's redemption has been paid, and all he has and is should be sprinkled with the blood of Christ, dedicated to God, for it belongs to him.